I feel good today, Sambar. We're gonna make some money. And you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna go to that party, we're gonna get some pussy, and I'm gonna fuck this bitch, I'm gonna fuck this bitch. I'll fuck anything that moves! You know what the fuck you looking at? I'll kick your fucking ass. Shit, yeah. Throw that motherfucker owe me $10. No, fucking tonight we're gonna rip off this fucker's head, take out his fucking soul. Mommy, if he tries to buy something for me, I'm gonna shit in the motherfucker's bag. Yo, what's up, baby? What's up, sluts? So, Bob, you're a rude motherfucker, you know that? He's cute as hell. I'd like to go down on you, suck you, line up three other guys, make like a circus seal. There you fucking faggot. I hate guys. I love women!
Time Kevin Smith was good. It was just really long ago.
Is this? No, we're not on.
What? You're on, I think.
Am I?
Yeah.
I can't hear myself.
The lights aren't on. You should be on. I'm hearing you. Right. You hearing him, Arena?
I do hear you.
Is the world out there hearing him? I put my hand to my ear like the Grinch, trying to check for the sounds of a shattered Christmas, and instead those little bastards are still singing. It's been a long time since I read The Grinch. I forgot where the fuck. Do they live in Whoville, or is that another one of the...
Wait, you actually don't remember something from a movie?
I've never seen that movie. What the fuck? Am I a child molester? Why would I have ever seen that?
I'm guessing at one point you were a child. So.
Yeah, not 8 years ago when that came out.
But we had our own Grinch. Like, back in the day.
Did we? I just know that Jim Carrey thing. I thought that
was the
like,
animated one.
It was very different.
Yeah.
I still don't even remember
maybe
that
one,
though.
That's just when I was a child.
The Jim Carrey one was, what, 04? That was right when Hollywood just started being okay with being completely out of ideas. And we're like, fuck it. What else can we make a movie out of?
What else can we put Jim Carrey in?
We got that. We got the Chipmunks, Transformers. I mean, we're just going to mine your childhood.
Cat in the Hat with Mike Myers.
Make a Vanilla Ice movie. Fuck it. Wait, that hasn't been done yet. I let out some gold right there.
Oh my God, talking about...
Looks like a seeping fart.
Ridiculous crap. There's like a show now on the Animal Planet about kittens. It's just cameras on kittens all day.
Really?
Yeah.
One of the two things that makes the internet go around, pussy and kitten.
Yeah.
That's it. Just tits and kittens. So they already got cam girls that are just whores on front of a camera the whole damn day. So
yeah,
it makes sense
kittens.
To just do the kittens. Yeah, exactly. Cat's just licking its twat 18 hours a day.
Smacking balls around.
Oversexed cat. Fucking. All right. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, with me today. Because it's the same as the Monday day, even though you're hearing this one on Thursday. It's Howard. It's Arena.
Yeah.
Both nice, beautiful people.
Good to be here.
You want to get a hold of us? You're like, shit, I'm listening. I'm here. What else can I do?
You can Twitter.
I'm a man of 2012. Just doing one thing ain't enough. I need to listen to the show. I need to look at porn. I need to eat a burger, but what else can I do? I'm glad you asked. You can go to the show's website. That's the huge one. You go to inpapasbasement.com. Dick in hand. It's not a place of judgment. I don't care.
Just go right in.
Just
Papa's
go.
Basement.
Yeah. There's not like gaped asshole pictures. There's nothing explicitly gay. If you've got your cock in your hand and you go to inpapasbasement.com, you won't be instantly gay. Don't worry about it. In fact, there's some pussy up. You might find something to jack to. You'll have to hunt a little bit, but there's stuff to jack to on inpapasbasement.com.
I hate men. I love women.
Exactly. I hate guys. I love women. So you go there again.
What is that from?
It's from Clerks.
Oh.
That's why I played you the clip so you could know what I was quoting in the hallway when you're like, what's that from? And then I played you what it's from. And you're like, what's that from still?
I
didn't
she was
get it.
Checking her iPhone during our introductions.
Well, she might have been. Things. She's doing show prep because the second episode, at least today, it's my favorite kind of episode. I don't have to do much. You guys are doing all the heavy lifting. I just I just, you ask me, how am I doing? What do you think about that? And I talk for like 8 minutes. That's all you got to do. So you go to theinpapasbasement.com, cock holstered or not, not a place of judgment. It's got all of my writing. If you want to LOL, maybe even raffle a little, perhaps an LMAO. I don't know. Maybe on the weekends. Am I right, guys? Am I right?
Could shut LMFAO if you want to get crazy.
Shut the fuck up, you psycho fans. So, however you pronounce that word. Fuck you. So, you go there. You subscribe to us via iTunes. We got that link up.
It's free.
You got all of our Twitter links. I'm at Papa's Basement. He's at Apexegetical because he doesn't want followers. His account's even private, too.
Yeah.
I shall dwell in obscurity as long as it like,
and
helps
his name
me to keep
is like
job.
Spelled with question marks and exclamation points. Like it's a Batman villain getting hit in the face. Old Adam West Batman, not the new Batman that encourages people to murder. Because we're weak-minded simpletons. And we're like, the Joker did it on TV. Now I'm going to kill someone. Nope. That's Howard's name. He's Howard Highland. Fuck his anonymity.
That's I said been long
MIA,
gone.
You piece of shit.
This one over here, it's Arena Davinsky. You want to stalk her on Facebook? Your friend John Papagiorgio, because that's me. And then you look up Arena Davinsky. You'll find her. Then you can go to her Facebook profile, and you can have a jackathon to that. I don't care what you do on that page.
Oh, God.
You can fucking Spider-Man your monitor for all I care. Just like hitting a mayonnaise packet with a ball peen.
John, flattery will get you everywhere.
Yeah. She's at Girl Knows Sports on Twitter. I'm at Papa's Basement. If you go to at Papa's Basement, I'm probably talking with these two assholes at some point. In between the women, I'm trying to get to show my teats. get teats shown to me, rather. I'm not trying to show my tits to anyone.
Hey, webcam girl, let me see your boobies.
Exactly. Via DM. Be like, hey, I've never done this before, but you're different.
Wait, you can send pictures via direct message?
Well, you can, but then it shows up on your Twitter feed. Like, you can click through someone's pictures. I think that's how Mr. Anthony Weiner
got
busted.
Yeah, that's how he got busted.
If you send a picture via DM, it'll just show up in your regular picture.
That's how he got. Okay.
So you'll
be
like,
Did not know that.
Picture of her coffee, picture of what she had for lunch.
Wiener's wiener.
Picture of her and her girlfriends. Her gaped anus. Picture of the guy that was tailgating her. So be careful what you DM. You text the dirty shit. For all you amateur sexters out there that need a tip or two, you text it. It's intimate that way, too. Yeah. If I've got your phone number, I know I'm special. I know I matter.
And it's great. You can just give out your Twitter now. You don't have to give out your number. Yeah.
Well, you give out the Twitter, and then you converse via DM a little bit, and then it's like, hey, baby, let's make this a little more private. Here's my digits. Just throwing it out there.
DM the DVDA.
Oh.
I'm not. Don't reply.
Okay.
Let the dead air teach him what that joke was worth.
I'm like a child. I'm like, ooh, I know what that means.
Exactly. Double vaginal, double anal.
Yeah. Thanks, Orgasmo.
Exactly. Orgasmo.
I knew that.
And South Park. Same writers, of course. But yeah, There's a lot of episodes, or is it only a couple where the kids are running around in DVDA t-shirts?
Yeah, fuck you. Like, that joke has a lot of leverage. I think any opportunity you have to, like, utter those four letters together,
D-V-D-A.
You take them. Take it. I just had to take it.
Oh, God. Now, because her name's Davinsky, I'm trying to come up with DVDA. Davinsky DA.
Don't I suffer enough here?
Oh. Well, today's episode, we got everything out that was like important to me, so this episode doesn't matter as much. Just being real.
Good. That's when the magic happens, when you don't care.
It's true.
This is Amateur Hour with Howard and Irina.
Well,
so Howard.
We recorded the first episode. No, shut the fuck up. Not even a jest. You are not the conductor.
Hush up, child. We got a conversation.
We took
on.
Our break. We made some coffee.
Yes.
Anything else? You discussed, I don't know if we can mention this, so
no,
I'm just going to mention it.
Don't.
Well, you're just, I can't even discuss the women around this other woman, or I'm just excited you, like, in a 3 degrees of separation, not 6 degrees of separation, but 3 degrees. You just mentioned a girl
with big tits
and a misfit shirt that was cut to show off her cleavage.
Yeah.
And that just gets me excited.
Yeah. I may have to bring you to karaoke next week.
I'll be honest. I've never fucked a metal chick before in my life. And I'm, you might not know this because I play weird shit and I'm familiar with like Al Green and whatever else, but my heart, like what I listened to when pubes grew on my nutsack.
Decade of Decadence.
Yeah, that's true. I was listening to that at age 10 and I'm Greek, so I had like a full hairy coconut even by then.
Oh my God.
But after I moved on from Motley Crue and Decade of Decadence, it was Metallica, and then it was Slayer, and it was Pantera, and it was the Misfits. I'm a metal guy. Like, I haven't heard some of these songs, no bullshit, 17 years. And they will pop on Liquid Metal or Boneyard on Sirius. Fucking don't miss a beat. I'll hum the guitar intro. I'll sing every lyric. So a chick wearing a Misfit shirt, unless it's like just a stylistic thing, in which case I'll still fuck her because you said she had great tits, and I'm a big man like that, Howard Hyland. I'll still put it in between them, but it won't be the same. I want to be able to like just hum the Misfits a little bit and she'll pick it up. Possibly with something in her mouth.
Oh my God.
Just saying. Just saying.
I think it is actually kind of obvious that you're in metal if you're into it. Just
I don't get a lot of pussy. So there's that.
No, that's the part that...
That is like aspect number one. It's are you a metalhead? Cool. Have you like even touched a girl when you're 16? If the answer is yes, you're not a metalhead. You're out of the club.
I'll put it this way, man. Like, I think by proxy, don't you get credit for your bro's like conquest record? Because that is kind of his guitar style, and he gets laid quite a bit.
Will does not. I don't want to dispute him or throw him under the bus or anything like that. Will does not get laid from his music much. Yeah. Will, I'm not saying Will's sexless. Will fucks women.
John,
it is not based.
His music skills aren't that good.
What have we talked about with trying to promote your bro's band? All right, like
at Gray Sky Eternal on Twitter, just Grey.
And what you're supposed to say is, I cannot believe the number of chicks who have sex with him just because he is a heavy metal guitarist.
No, that would scare them away. You say he doesn't fuck them, so that way they feel special. The same way I've never DM'd a girl before and been like, "Hey, text me your fucking tits. Here's my number."
See, Howard, this is what I was telling you earlier. You can still, you know, get tail by telling them you're a musician and not the lawyer thing.
Okay. Fucking, you don't have to be specific. You're like Raffy.
I'm in a band.
Gets pussy saying he's a musician.
I just got wet when you said that.
Raffy?
No. Oh. I'm in a band.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a thing for Raffy.
I don't even know who that
what
is.
What ethnicity was Raffy? Raffy looked like he was one poor selling album away from like wrapping one of those Arab bandanas around his head and blowing a train up in the name of his God.
Oh my God.
Shit.
I'm not sure if he played for that team. I haven't seen a Raffy record since I was 8, but I remember.
Oh my God, I remember who Raffy was.
Yeah, he looked like a fucking Arab, right?
He was interesting. I think he was like Israeli because he
would get
big
searched.
With the Jews.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe just because his records didn't cost much.
I think I like went to a Raffy concert or something.
Wow. And you believe this is free in the park?
Oh my gosh.
Oh Lord.
No, Will, he doesn't get laid based on the heavy metal shit, which is okay because there are not a lot of attractive women in heavy metal. I determined this when I saw Will perform live with his band a couple weeks ago.
And I would disagree.
No. Okay. Look, the ones who are hot in the world are that much hotter because it's unexpected.
Exactly.
There aren't many of them.
There were enough at that show to make me think it's all worth it.
You're my friend, so I'm going to say this in a way that I don't intend to hurt. And after we get out of here... If you need to pretend I'm saying this just on air to fill content, that's fine. Like, whatever you got to do so that the friends, the guys who are friends since fifth grade are still friends after we get out of here.
All right, go. Bring it. What do you have?
I don't think you have particularly high standards when it comes to women you fuck.
Well, that one chick is hot, though. I'm not going
to
lie.
You and Will need to just talk about all the ugly women you'd sleep with. That's it. Like, you just need to get together, and he'll name someone really mediocre, and you'd be like, yeah, I'd fuck that. And then you'll name someone really mediocre and be like, yeah, I'd fuck that.
He just said he'd fuck that chick from Back to Life.
Exactly.
And by chick, I mean old lady.
That cadaver from Facts of Life. I didn't even show you the hot. Did you know Cloris Leachman was on fucking Facts of Life?
Oh, now I kind of do remember seeing episodes.
I don't have the picture. She looked exactly like Kurt Warner's wife back then.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Give she a lesbian?
Pad for 5 seconds. I don't think so. I would have fucked Cloris Leachman for a long time, though. Like, I wouldn't now, like, Dancing with the Stars, like, panting shitter depends after the routine Cloris Leachman. But if you've ever seen The Last Picture Show, she was like an old, like a 40-something football coach's wife in that.
Okay.
And she was like cucking her husband. I believe Lebowski was the one fucking her.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that. I haven't seen The Last Picture Show in a while. That movie, for like a black and white, artsy, really good film, a lot of Jack material. Fucking young Cybill Shepherd.
Yeah.
Naked. Like, I'm not the biggest blonde dude. Whoa. I would have eaten Cybill Shepherd's asshole alive.
Oh, I love Cybill Shepherd.
Yeah. Back in that.
Back in the day.
You watch The Last Picture Show.
Look at her. She was beautiful.
Yeah.
Cloris Leachman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was hot.
Oh, I'd have fucked the shit out of that. She's got a weird angle, too.
She's got one of those, like, cute Southern girl smiles going on,
too. I said, nah, it looks like the fucking picture for The Man Who Laughs. Goddamn. Who was it? It wasn't Bela Lugosi. It was Bela Lugosi, I think, who was The Man Who Laughs. No, Lon Chaney. Here, I'll show you the picture I'm talking about. Just hold that up.
I would totally buy cigarettes that she was hawking. That's amazing.
I loved her in Beer Fest. Do you guys remember?
Oh, yeah, that? Yeah. Where she was talking about getting fucked in the ass.
And oh, like, yeah. She was sausage. Great in that. Yeah.
Warm the sausage.
Never mind. It's at a different angle. I was incorrect. But yeah, here's the poster of The Man Who Laughs. It's vaguely reminiscent. Arena. I'm way off on this. Just play along.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Fucking A. God, you must be fun to lay. You must be a great lay. You'd be like, oh, yeah, you fucked the shit out of me.
Me and the Velvet
Vice. my pussy got rocked.
You mean the Velvet Vice.
The Velvet Vice,
like
exactly.
The Velvet Vice.
Exactly.
At the Velvet
Vice. It's so tight because, like, you're only my second guy. Just the lies don't stop. He was 4 years ago.
Handy.
Yeah, exactly. I drag him along, mouth stuff mostly.
Some foot stuff once in a while.
Yeah, oh God. Oh, Footy J.
Oh, my hot cousin's calling me.
Really?
Crazy hot.
She, right?
Yeah.
How about you turn off the vibrate? Because I can both hear and feel it.
I don't know how. There we go. I've never actually had my phone on vibrate until recently.
Like a pet farting on my lap. Heard and felt.
I'm going to ask her to send me a picture of her.
Really? Topless?
Perhaps.
Nice. What's her build?
She's like 5'4", 32D.
Bam.
I didn't like the number. I liked the letter.
Yeah.
Go on.
She's hot, and she's actually a dancer.
She sounds very intelligent.
She's actually really smart. She was on honor roll.
She sounds like she has a great personality.
She does. She's my BFF / family.
Why have you not offered this up to me already?
She doesn't live around here.
Where does she live?
And I don't want her to get herpes.
Those are sebaceous cysts. Just because I refuse to take the herpes test because I'm too honorable, and if I ever found out I had it, I'd tell people. So I love plausible deniability. Where does she live?
I don't want to say it.
Just say it. I'm not.
Give
I'm not
us region of the country. Region of the country.
And by that, I mean fucking zip code, or I'll throw a horseshoe through your forehead.
She lives between Kansas and Oregon.
West of the Mississippi.
Well, yeah. Okay. Way west.
Just give me a city. I'm not a fucking flight attendant. I can't.
I mean, that's pretty fucking
free.
Far, man. I don't really give a shit at this point.
I can't rape a whole city to get to her.
Basically, like, let me know when she visits for the holidays.
She already has a big black boyfriend that she lives with.
No, she doesn't. No Jew dates one of them.
Yes, they've been together for like 5 years.
She's really doing it?
Yeah. She loves the black dick.
Dead to me. What the fuck? Why? I mean, like, I'm happy that you let me get 90 seconds of content out of that, but really. What happened to her? What did her dad do? Why is she so mad at him?
Oh, her family loves him, actually.
Oh, God. Is it Prince Akeem from coming? Like, is he lying? Because there's no Prince Akeem. There's no Zamunda. It's all a lie. He's fucking hoodwinked them.
He does wear like a leopard tarp around. It's kind of weird. No, I'm kidding. He's
yeah, we figured. We deduced. Ah, really? God damn it. Why would you say there's something that good out there and then it's getting all black donged out? I can't follow that act. Fuck it. I might be Elvis, but I'm not going on stage after Roy Orbison. I can recognize when there's better vocals out there.
Wow.
What?
Did you say that?
Yeah, Elvis hated following Roy Orbison.
That doesn't mean that. That doesn't mean that Roy was better, though.
It means the man who's an artiste in that field understands he who is better. And I, as a coxman, can recognize a coxman who might do more damage than me.
I have no doubt that there are many people better at sex than you, John, but I do question whether Elvis...
Whoa, no way.
Thank you. Thank you, Arena. Smack him for me.
I would have to... Were Elvis and Roy both together today, I'd have to sit down with both and be like, hey, listen, I don't think that there's the talent gap that Elvis is perceiving. Roy, would you tell him?
Fuck. I love Elvis, and Roy Orbison looks like a blind fruit, but... Roy had the better vocal range, probably.
Range. That's what it is. It's just the range. Roy was sick with it.
Yeah. God, fuck. You ever heard Dreams, man? I mean, come on.
Oh, I love that song.
Dreams, man. Dreams. Thriller, man. Thriller.
Good time.
How does it start? Candy-coated men, they call the sun. Is that that?
Shut up. You're just quoting Blue Velvet. I know what you're doing.
I love that movie.
It's the best. God damn, it's the best movie ever. Fucking so weird. So damn weird. I love it. Fucking David Lynch just sucked balls after that. Just stopped caring. He was like, I'm going to give you one damn good movie, and then I'm going to cock tease you for the rest of my career.
Yeah. I finally get that now, because when I first saw that movie, I had never seen a Hitchcock flick. And going back and watching Hitchcock now, I'm like, oh, this is really just like a twist on Hitchcock to me. Mm-hmm. Like Blue Velvet is just kind of a Hitchcockian type thriller.
It's just a weirder Hitchcock.
Yeah. And it never, it, like, if he just stayed in that genre. I mean, he tried, I guess, with Twin Peaks, and that didn't totally deliver. I mean, Twin Peaks was pretty good, but it was just.
Arena's just, what are you trying to mouth? I bet it's something about your cousin, right?
Yeah.
But. I don't want to. You know where I can find pictures of your cousin? Dogfart.com. For those who aren't way into porn, that's an interracial site. Maybe is she on blacksandracks.com?
No, she's not on any website.
What? Well, how does her boyfriend support his drug habit?
Shit.
Look at the little dog in the background.
There's a little dog.
Wearing shoes.
Oh! Why? She's really hot.
Yeah.
Gimme, gimme.
She is crazy hot. Gimme.
Fuck this. I'm about to hurl.
Stop hogging the fucking phone and give it to me.
God damn it. This, I love this healthy reaction, by the way. She's dating a black. God damn it. I mean,
that's
I don't
the
care.
Reaction I hope
as,
for.
As long as he's an okay guy, whatever. This is a woman I'll never encounter. Heidi Klum fucked Seal. You know, these things do happen. But, damn it. Oh, I would have pronged that.
I'm a major proponent of, like, miscegenation. So, the more half-breed children that are put on this planet, the better. That's what I say.
Shut up, Hashtag.
We're all going to be one color scene anyways.
Howard colored.
Not of this show.
Bunch of Howards running around.
Just remember.
Bunch of tall Asians confusing people.
Your grandchildren will be quarter gooks, just like my kids.
Drown them before that could happen.
I just love how this is how I react to, like, a white chick getting donged out by a black dude, yet I couldn't fucking tell you the last time I screwed a white chick. Like, my last few have been like,
hey, she's
Latin.
Jewish, actually.
Oh my God. I think the last couple on my resume were like Latin and black and half black, and I don't even fucking know. Whatever. Whatever. Whatever gets you through the damn day.
Have you ever stupid Asian girl?
Yes. Yes,
was
I did.
Was it all it's cracked up to be?
No. No. I've been lifting very heavily that week, which I have learned if I do that without doing the accompanying cardio, I can have erectile issues. So it was like not the best sex I've ever had. She was like midget sized. It's the smallest chick I've ever fucked. And she was hot. She was a, what? Why are you laughing? She was a car model.
Oh, she wasn't a Chinese gymnast?
No, exactly. Now remember, this next routine is called Keep a Secret.
Yeah. Was she a Hyundai or a Kia?
No, she modeled good cars. She was hot, even if she was a midget. But yeah, it was fucking 5 minutes of just going at it and like, this isn't getting harder while inside you. What the hell?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was frustrating to say the least. Thank God I figured
out.
That's what
she said. What?
No, she said, this sucks, and rolled over, and then I had to buy her lunch.
Oh, man.
None of this was a lie.
And that's why I don't daytime fuck.
Yeah.
You got to stoop the girls you don't want anyone to know about at night. That way you don't take them out anywhere.
No,
everything's closed.
I literally wish there was like an entire chapter in the new Encyclopedia of Modern Bodybuilding that was like, hey, if you put a lot of vascular strain on your body by squatting 405, your dick might pay the price. So try to work that out. And like I was, I've talked about this. There was a time I was lifting really heavily and very cock diesel. And I was like, if I was fucking on the weekends, the 2 days I hadn't lifted, I could put stones to a broad. And then like during the week, if I pulled ass, I was like, what's going on? Like I was just shocked by it. And it turns out it was from lifting.
As an expert in kinesiology, which means I studied that in Louisiana at a school.
Go
somewhere.
On. Go on, esteemed cockologist.
If you work out, it really overexerts you.
Thank
and
you.
That's why. I mean, I know exactly. You just said that, but the blood, there's not enough blood flow. It's all going to your muscles.
Mm. Now, explain this part to me. Why could I get hard if I thought of George Clooney?
What did you say at the beginning of the show?
They were just sitting there spread, and I was like, ugh.
Because George Clooney is beautiful to everyone.
He is. He fucking is, that black Irish bastard.
With that beautiful Italian villa.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
God.
George Clooney, he gay? He sucked my dick. I'm glad you're both there for that sample and you remember it. All right, so we've gotten to your sister cousin who has shamed the family greatly. And
she's
you
my sister cousin.
Kind of know someone who had great tits and is in a Misfit shirt, and she's a friend of a friend who I might be encountering. And pretty much you need to send Misfits tits this episode. So well, she knows that I want to fuck her before I've seen her.
Before you've even seen her.
Because that turns on a woman real hot like in her pussy.
Yeah.
When we met that friend of the friend with the Misfits shirt, the actual friend, definitely thought she was a stripper. But now that I know she has a friend running around with a cleavage cut Misfits shirt, I am confirming.
You know she's a classy lady.
Stripper.
You know she's a pediatrician.
I'm officially not sending them this episode now.
No, you need to. Oh,
wait,
come on,
so
Howard.
You've gotten to know this girl. What does she do? Is she a stripper?
No, she works at a wine bar. So
stripper.
Really?
Yeah.
So she is Virginia Madsen from Sideways or Sandra Oh. I forgot which one.
Shit.
Or they were both wine hosts.
Sandra
never mind.
Oh, just,
thank you. Thank you.
I can stand her.
She has a face like a fucking death mask.
Yes. It looks like a foot.
Here's the entirety, watch
what you say about Koreans in Hollywood.
Of what Sandra Oh means
to
me.
Didn't even know she was Korean. I was just in general.
I actually have to look that up because I'm not sure. I'm a really shitty Korean. I might be wrong about that.
Sandra Oh. All she means to me is in Sideways when they fucking Paul Giamatti walks in on his buddy, balls deep in her. And he's just like, get out, shut the door, whatever he screams.
Ugh.
That's the only thing I ever care about Sandra Oh doing. She can eat shit. That is not an attractive woman.
I'm so glad that like gross female actresses aren't like thinking it's edgy to do sex scenes anymore. Because that was like a big thing.
When?
I think like in the 90s.
I'm going to call you out on this. When? Need proof.
I like all the time in the 90s. I want to say, like, God, I'm not like you at the movies. I can't just get this stuff off the top of my head.
Don't ever, ever try to use your woman brain to pick movies out of the ether. You're going to fall flat.
It's much smaller than your brain.
It doesn't retain that shit. Apparently, it allows you to not shame a cousin who sleeps with a black, though. More pictures of her. I don't care who she fucked.
She's beautiful, isn't
Lex
she?
Lex Steel could have reamed that out. I wouldn't give a shit. Hot girl's a hot girl. And if a black guy's hitting that, good for the black guy.
Okay, so Sandra Oh's race is actually Canadian.
Oh, I love it when they do that. God, that is the worst.
She's Korean. She's Korean.
She is?
So, yeah.
She's
obviously, like, one of the finest actresses in Hollywood.
I forgot. Who did she actually fuck to get that gig?
A Jew, probably.
Yeah. No. Well, good answer. Good quick answer. I like it. She fucked someone who either did Grey's or no, Alexander Payne. I think that's his wife now.
Yeah, I think they're married. I think that's what Wiki.
So that's why she's in Sideways.
What do you think of this?
Oh, no, they were divorced. They're divorced now.
Really?
She now has a different partner.
You got sick of that Sideways vagina? I am looking at a bunch of Redskins cheerleader asses. Or the black guy in the poncho in front of him. He could lose a few. But he's got a cute smile, though.
All right, Kettle.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You know what the average cheerleader actually in real life, this is going to sound fucking fruity as shit. They're skinny, but they've usually got busted ass faces, man.
That yeah, they
just
do.
Slathered like Southern beauty pageant level of makeup on. And you see
them
up close.
The craters.
High def is not the cheerleader's friend.
No.
That's why
no.
It pans up like from their pussy over the flat tummy to the tits.
Redskinettes are wrecked.
And by the time they get to the face, they've panned away. Dude, I saw maybe like 2 weeks ago in front of Giant, like shaking hands and shit. And I mean, I'd have fucked them both. Let's not get it twisted.
Yeah.
I keeps it real because I keeps it real. But, not the best faces.
Shit, you know what's stunned me? I went to a Canadian football game a couple years ago.
Oh, and Canadian women were hot? Why did that stun you?
No.
I've never been to Canada.
I'm not talking about Canon. I'm not talking about Canadian. I'm talking like Hamilton, Ontario.
Doesn't matter. All Canadian broads are hot as shit. They're like American women from 1950.
All right, having lived there, I can confirm that's not entirely true. Although there's something
Canadian
about the accent
women are way
that
hotter.
Just adds
yeah.
Yes, no, that's true. This is true.
They're like
on
tasty
average.
As fuck.
I'm moving
but
back.
Like,
fuck this
thin.
Country. Damn it.
Just go. Just do it.
I'm going.
No, they're just like.
Why did I leave?
They're untanned. They're thin. And I don't know. I mean, what the hell do I care other than that?
But they're not like too thin. They're like. They have
no,
tits
they're perfect.
And ass.
They're tits and ass thick. Exactly.
Yeah. Like, so like the cheerleaders for the Hamilton, they're called the Tiger Cats, I think.
Yeah.
They're the Tie Cats in short. But man, their cheerleading squad was hype.
You want to know why Canadians are hotter than Americans?
They're better than the Redskinettes. The Hamilton Tie Cats have better cheerleaders than the Redskinettes.
Canada actually gives a shit about what they put in people's food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't just poison them. They're not like, here's the same corn product that we feed the pigs with. You fat slop fucks, enjoy.
Do you even know what margarine is?
I don't want to.
You can look on YouTube to see it get made.
Ugh.
They have to dye that shit. It's initially a gray color.
That's disgusting.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It looks like you shaved down Biggie's ashy legs and just put it into a bar.
Dead Biggie's, too. It's like 60% plastic, and they invented it in the 50s to feed pigs to fatten them up, actually.
It's fucked up, man.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
It is terrible.
No, you're right. They don't eat puke, and so they're like in reasonable shape. And I would love to think that you could go to Canada and just rock because their average man looks like a bearded pussy.
No.
Shut
Canadian
up,
men are
mouthy
hot.
Fucker.
They're pretty solid.
Only when I say something one. You don't like am I a mouthy
fucker. All of a sudden, you're really dumb.
Irene, I actually have a lot of Jewish Canadian friends if, you know,
are
you're interested in a visa.
Are they tall lawyers?
One of them is.
All right.
But he rides a horse.
Actually, I was going to say, like, he too lives in his parents' house. And
oh, okay. Oh, I've heard of this guy. He's a train wreck. Stay the fuck away.
Oh.
Unless he listens to the show, in which case, I was totally another guy I was talking about.
Actually, he interned with a Howard Stern man.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh God, I wish this were 95 so I'd give a
shit. It was about 10 years ago. Yeah. So like it was like when Howard was cooler. So
when Howard mattered.
Yeah. But yeah, no, this guy like definitely has a law degree and is Jewish.
How tall is he?
He's my height.
All right. That works.
How many black guys has he fucked?
I hope at least 10. I definitely want 8.
And he has a medicinal marijuana prescription that gets him by day to day.
That was not called for. Continue.
You can make jokes like that when Mal the Arena does it.
I said your cousin was a horse race trader, not that blacks have AIDS. There are lines that cannot be crossed. We have listeners of all shapes and sizes.
I was obviously kidding because I'm not Barbara Bush in the 80s or Nancy Reagan in the 80s, whatever. Anyways, go on about your friend, my future husband.
Nah, we'll make this happen. I'll let you know next time I'm going to Toronto.
Nice. I really want to go up there. Yeah. Can we do like a special satellite episode from Toronto?
I bet we could.
What special dinner can she look forward to his mom cooking after he fucks her?
I hope it's breakfast. Okay.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Just saying. I'm just saying my mom will make spaghetti and PBJs for dessert to any lady who stays the night.
You hear that, ladies? Get your appetites wet.
We just open the door and the dish is waiting for us right there. Just a couple of Valtrexes on the tray.
Your mom's like, I've been waiting and listening. John, good job. Mommy's proud of you.
Here's an extra portion. He made you come very hard.
You must be so hungry.
He really worked your pussy.
I heard that slopping around. Do you want to take a shower?
Here's an ice pack.
It's for your vagina, sweetie.
Exactly. And the back door, if he Greeked you. Okay, Howard, you've got something special you want to do.
Yeah, like speaking of Canadians.
I like how vague I left that. Like,
speaking of Canadians.
Okay.
There's one Canadian that we featured on occasion on this show.
You're
referring to Gordon Lightfoot.
I know. Howard, I just wanted you to tease it a little more. I was
Oh, you knew?
I was the girl, sorry, man. Showing up at the door and you're like, "You look pretty," and then you just start masturbating on my outfit. And I'm like, "Whoa, man."
Oh, but damn it. Can we go
fucking
back and
dinner
do
comes
that?
First, buddy.
All right. So I'm getting a little excited here, man. I'm getting jazzed.
Because this is Howard time.
This is really Papa's Howard basement time. Is how I look at it. This is my contribution.
This is Howard's corner of Papa's basement.
Part of this to me also is to make it up to the black community for the many offensive things that have been said on this episode.
I love the black community. How is it offensive that I say I can't follow them sexually because they're such big cocks? If I were a big guy, I'd get half the shit. If I were a black man, I'd have half the shit that comes out of my mouth on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Women would love me.
Yeah. Dude, you really should make t-shirts.
I would be like, black dick is an act I cannot follow. Papa's basement.
Oh, man.
I have a ton of black friends. They love me.
They're going to love you even more after I do my own rendition of this Gordon Lightfoot song.
All right, so as much as you listen to this show and you're like, Howard's a comedic force. This is fucking amazing how funny he is and he should pursue this. Howard views his career in comedy much like Ricky Williams viewed his career as a running back. He'd much rather smoke weed and fuck off and do other things.
You realize he's half the reason I went to the University of Texas, right?
Yeah, I know. He's like your patron saint.
I was so stoked when I realized. I was like, whoa, this is why he's retiring? Oh my gosh. You know, he really is my best friend that I never met.
Like a maniac.
Wait, he retired because he wanted to smoke more?
Yes.
Didn't know that.
He moved to Australia.
Yeah. Probably to like smoke weed with the Abbos and play the didgeridoo.
Oh my god, there's so many hot girls in Australia too. There's another place.
Oh, Aussie girls are great and they're whores.
Yeah. Oh my god.
They're
yes.
whores. That pussy's passed around like a boomerang.
Do you know for Fleet Week there, they just go and take their key cards to their hotels and throw them on the ships? Like, they don't care who gets it. Just come fuck me kind of thing. Shut up!
I was applauding the whorishness.
Oh.
I wasn't mocking you.
Okay.
A little faith in me. And
that
a little
face.
Faith in you.
That was a pause because we were so impressed by
yeah.
Like, the
that
courage
was,
of
that
those
was
noble
Robin
women.
Williams coming back yeah. at the end of Dead Poets Society. That's how that clap works. That slow, beautiful. Then fast.
I just didn't know because you make the same face when you're disappointed in me, too.
That's why my children will grow to resent me. They'll never know if a slap or a hug's coming. So Howard, as much as he can do things on this show and be funny and all that, he wants to produce music. He wants to sing music. He's into music right now.
I do know the limits of my talent, and I think I'm at my finest when singing while other people are laughing.
Arena, make a mean joke now. Oh, someone was dicking off on a BlackBerry. Are you confused now by how I'm feeling about you?
Now I'm even more confused because you called it BlackBerry. It's clearly an iPhone.
Oh, I forgot what the fuck it was. Is it the old one? The old bad one? Your screen looked horrible.
It's because I have a dirty OtterBox on it.
Oh, do you have like one of those screens that make it look like you smeared pizza grease on it the whole time? That those covers that don't play nice with the retin scan, whatever the hell it is?
I got it special ordered. I was like, from the garbage.
I was going to say, some guinea just rang out his fucking face on top of it. All right. Howard, you want to do the music thing, and a lot of people don't hear what we do ahead of time. Sometimes you're... The recordings you make while we're in the studio before the show become our intros because they're just funny to me. Yeah. And people don't know this. Like, we don't get in and get out. We're not the fucking A-team here. We waltz in the studio. I wipe my ass on the sides, marking it like a cat. Howard, he likes to record himself singing a lot. And I figured, what the hell, for once we're going to do it during the show. You've done what at this point? Covers of Amy Winehouse's...
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I need to find a better Valerie. Amy Winehouse song. I don't like my voice on that track.
You do that.
I'm going to do a different one.
You did. Do some Annie Lennox.
I could probably do some Annie Lennox.
Why?
I got a lot of respect for her, though. I'm not going to just like do it willy-nilly. Like I'm gonna bring it for real.
Okay.
I love her. She is.
You've done awesome. A ton of Poncho and Lefty.
A lot of Towns Van Zandt.
And what else am I missing here that
you
did?
That Too Close song on the Microsoft commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sing a little bit of that for the good people.
I'm saving the voice for our,
okay.
our upcoming.
Well, I figured, because I had no prep for this episode, everything we've done so far out of my ass. 43 minutes from the oven of my anus. Fresh baked on your plate. You're welcome.
All leading up to this, though.
Yeah, exactly.
The climactic moment.
Well, it's kind of
stretching
like,
right now for his moment.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the dinosaurs, like there's this poor triceratops getting eaten by a T-Rex. And he's like, what was I put here for? It's so I could be born. It was all for this moment. But if you want to steal my shtick, which I stole from a Calvin and Hobbes comic. by all means. It was all the entire universe leading up to this. Are you trying to sneeze or yawn or what?
No, it's Arena. Burping and... I know I'm not allowed to do that into the microphone anymore, so...
No, you're not. That's my thing.
Yeah.
I invented it.
Hate you.
So, Howard is going to sing over a karaoke track, but you're not, like, singing a normal song, which is the weird thing. You're...
We've been experimenting. I forgot one other song that you've heard
never,
me cover.
Never, ever say that again. People are going to think, like, we fucking 69'd. We AC/DC'd before the show went on. You and I have never experimented in our lives together. But
I experimented with a song. I did a cover of Shimmy Shimmy Ya.
Wouldn't it be great if like he lived next to some Asian family named song?
That cover is so awesome.
I like that one.
It's Over the 12 Bars Blues, which was like my innovation. Like I always want to invent a math formula. This is as close I've ever come to it, where I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah. The ancient Greeks really shit in their pants over this one.
I was going to say. Asian trying to invent math.
Fucking Pythagorean theorem. And then just, the world is complete. So you are going to sing over the instrumental track, the karaoke track of Gordon Lightfoot's If You Could Read My Mind. But you're not singing If You Could Read My Mind for some reason.
It's a different ODB track. Technically, it's a Wu-Tang track.
You're
but.
Going to sing, I'll say it, you're singing dog shit.
A true classic of the Wu-Tang.
Disc 2
Pantheon.
Of Wu-Tang Forever.
Yeah.
Probably the song that really got me into rap. Not even going to lie. I still remember downloading it one Saturday morning, very hungover, just being like, holy shit, did I hear that? And just playing it again and again. Oh, Wu-Tang again and again.
For those of you who haven't heard it, please listen to the original. It's very important that you hear that.
You can look up either Wu-Tang or ODB dog shit, because it's weird for a Wu-Tang track in that, like, no one joins in on it. It's just ODB.
There's a couple parts. The RZA drops a Let That Bitch Go.
I mean, like, they say like one word. It's not like the alternating verses.
Stinking ass hoes.
Never had shit. And appreciate shit. So
I'm just thinking over here about when I took a bus from New York to D.C., I met one of the members of the Wu-Tang Clan.
No, you probably met one of the Killer Bees.
I'm going to tell you what his name is.
I just thought I was like some black guy trying to fuck her.
That's what I thought at first, too.
You'd been like, I'm Sidney Poitier, and you've been like, oh, okay.
No, and then halfway to the bathroom, I Googled who he was.
Who was it? Who'd he claim to be?
He's on the bus. He's a Killer Bee. He doesn't make enough money to...
I'll tell you in 1 second. It was like Born Divine. That was his name.
He's going to be like one of the Killer Bees. That's like their affiliated rappers.
Oh.
Bitch crew.
Well, he told me he was in the Wu-Tang Clan, so I blew him. Big mistake on my part now.
Egg on your face. Oh, man.
But yeah, it is disturbing how well these lyrics work with this song.
So you're going to sing a rap song over Gordon Lightfoot. And just for the record, Arena, I used to live with a black guy who told people he was Poot from The Wire. And no one knew who the fuck Poot was, so they just assumed he wasn't lying. You got a lot of white girls that way. Dumb white girls.
Like, I have HBO, and I want to be
It's just
urban.
Such a minor character. He wasn't like, I'm McNulty, who was white, by the way, so that wouldn't have worked. But, like, Poot was in 3 fucking episodes. It was the perfect crime.
Dude,
no
girls
one ever fucking knew.
Are out of their mind. Like, if you have any touch of fame in you, they want to, like, get on that dick. And I don't know why or how this works.
Why, I'm just glad that
why
it
would
does.
You say that? You're a girl. Tell me how it works.
I don't know.
That's like me being like, these guys, they love the women with big tits. I'm a guy. I'll tell you why it works that way.
I think Irene's as crappy a woman as I am an Asian. I think that's part of the problem.
I'm a horrible Greek. I live alone away from my family. I mean, we're like a sleeper cell.
Man, I want to gyro real bad now.
All right. So, Howie, you want to sing. I'm going to have to work. Hold on. The levels.
All right. I got
to
come around.
23. You got to come to my mic?
No. I can use my mic. I gotta swing it around so I can see the screen, right?
All right.
Or are you just gonna make me like look from here? All
what
right.
Make you look from there.
All right. Karaoke. Fine.
Howie is going to sing over this track while we sit here, and our challenge is not to laugh or breathe
or
into the
too
mic.
Hard into the mic. Like, keep your laughing distance from the mic.
You better just turn my mic off.
For those keeping track at home,
turn your head away.
For those of you who had the 50-minute mark where John would run out of steam, you are a winner. So this is just Howard singing a rap song over Gordon Lightfoot's
This preparation
if you could
over
read
here
my
is
mind.
Just extreme. He's like doing breathing exercises.
Oh, yeah. He's doing his fucking kegels over there getting ready.
This is going to be amazing.
He has typed out lyric sheets like the way...
I'm telling you.
You know, the last time I held a piece of paper with words on it, it started Your Honor.
Did we pay to come see this? Because I feel like we should have.
Oh. All right.
All right.
Marina, get your giggles out.
All right. I'm done.
It's going to get better.
We're going to play the instrumental track. It's that pussy soft rock song we played a couple episodes ago. All right, Howard, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Fucking attack this shit.
Let's kill it.
Nail it.
Kill it, son.
Start. What's wrong? Why is audio not coming?
There
we go.
Here it comes. Dog shit. She flew in like a calm breeze. Tall brown skin, her weave like a palm tree. I went straight coconuts. Dip my dunk in between your donut. Don't want it if it ain't no slut, bitch. The fathership has now touched ground.
And Howard, round of applause, everyone. Round of applause.
That's all we get?
He didn't know I was going to do that.
That's all? I feel like he prepared
He's
going to
record the whole fucking thing as soon as we're done. I just... I can't have goddamn 5 minutes of that in the middle of the show. I don't have ratings and I don't have listeners, but what I do have, I don't want to lose.
Fuck you too, Jack.
Not that it was particularly bad. It would just be like, I don't know, you're watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre and then it cuts to porn. I like both these things, but there's a time and place for each.
All right. But you're putting this on your website when I do the full version, though, right? This is for all the people who do want to hear me do this. I think there are many.
I'm going to strike a fucking bargain with you right now. Full version's going at the end of the episode.
End of the episode, not a separate download?
Both. Whatever. Well, no, it can't be a separate download. I could link to a YouTube of it. If I do it just as a separate MP3, it's going to upload as a Papa's Basement episode.
Oh, okay. So,
and
yeah.
People are like, what's the latest Papa's Basement? And then they just hear this fucking...
Oh, no. Yeah.
Pussy acoustic strings coming in.
Yeah, let's do a YouTube post, too.
Okay.
Yeah. I want the shit going viral, man.
It could.
Unlikely, however.
I think your Shimmy Shimmy Yaw cover
could. That would be better. I got to say, people laugh a lot harder when they hear that. Because people laugh fucking hard when they hear that shit.
It makes me laugh. I like that one.
Yeah,
it's
all right.
It's funny.
Yeah.
But we're going to stick it at the end. It'll beef up the episode length by a couple minutes. In fact.
Are you going to put it after the outro music? Because that means no one's going to listen to it.
Sure they will. Everyone listens to MP3s. Right, they're going to then be like,
motherfuckers,
it's an extra...
please stay for the end.
You know what? I'm not even going to do it after the fucking outro music.
We'll just have the link to the YouTube. Why don't we
no,
just do it that
it's going
to
go before the outro music, and then I'll tag on my outro after your little
recording.
Are
you going to do that for me?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I like that.
Oh, damn it. It's still on. I was going to try to fucking slip in there with the damn surf rider. We still got...
We care about
it. That was almost smooth.
Hold on.
That's just how it goes.
Perfect crime spoiled. There we go.
There it is.
Does that mean it's over?
No, it's over. We're out of here.
We're done.
We don't have to do much.
I'm so hungry and I can't wait to watch the Orioles play.
All right. Well, we'll get to do all that.
Velocity
what do you mean the Orioles? Why are you really, really dating this show? I mean, I admit to people we recorded this on, what, Thursday the... What is today?
15th? Who knows? The Orioles could still be playing. 12.
Yeah, exactly. We're not saying who they're playing. And it's not game four against the Yankees.
Or what meal I'm hungry for. Who knows what
exactly.
time it is.
Could be breakfast.
Yep.
Guys, thanks for listening. It's been another episode of Papa's Basement. And more than that, it's been my pleasure.
Has been a pleasure.
Arena, they want to get a hold of you. Get those tit pics DM to them.
It's to me. Send them to me.
At Girl Knows Sports on Twitter. That's how you get a hold of her.
And
she'll send you all kinds of shit. All kinds of shit. Weird stuff. Period stuff. You want to get a hold of Howard, get a personalized song recorded for you. Or if you're just a girl who needs some sweet half-Asian dick, he's at Apexegetical on Twitter. And you need to get fucked and then have a home-cooked meal afterward, eaten underneath a bed that might have dinosaur blankets on it. I'm John Papa Giorgio, and it's at Papa's Basement on Twitter. In Papa's Basement, the show website, that's got everything. It's got this episode. It's got the last one. It's going to have the future ones. Unless
it has
the world
5 years
fucking ends.
Episodes.
It's got a lot of shit on it. It's got all my writing, man. All of it. And there's tons of that shit.
Read that shit.
It's not bad writing.
You can even
I don't
add your
fucking
own
talk
writing.
About how I hate people at my workplace or how mean my mom is. Well, maybe that. But in a funny way, man. It's not like dorky blog shit. It's good, well written, well thought out. Humor. You go there, you like it, I promise. Stay tuned. We got the world premiere of Eddie Murphy's What's Up With You, followed by Howard's If You Could Read My Dog Shit, and then the outro music. Till next week, we're out of here.
Yeah, you didn't know I offered the service.
By the way, kind of like we're free talent for your radio show.
All right.
All right, we're going to do it.
She flew in like a calm breeze. Tall brown skin, her weave like a palm tree. I went straight coconuts. Dip my dunk in between your donuts. Don't want it if it ain't no slut, bitch. The father ship has now touched ground. Like a fly landed on Sue. Don't dare invite me, cause I tear the fuck down. White boys, they cut my motherfucking toupee.
Damn it. I was laughing too hard, I missed the start of the second verse, man. Back this shit up. Not all the way. Oh, man.
You're the type of bitch. Don't appreciate shit. Never had shit. So you won't be shit. That pussy there couldn't satisfy hair on my body. Treat me like a lolly and slap me down. I'm doo-doo brown. Toss salad. Are you in some shit now? Calling me a dog. Well, leave a dog alone, cause nothing can stop me from burying my bone in the backyard of someone else. Old dirt dog, but I'm not dogged out. Rover, sniff your bitch ass. Pardon me as I shit on your grass. That means, oh, you've been shit on. I'm not the first dog that's shitted on your lawn.
I'm telling you, it works. I'm not doing it like 100%, but man, it's close.
Like a calm breeze. Tall brown skin, her weave like a palm tree. I went straight coconuts. Dip my dunk in between your donuts. Don't want it if it ain't no slut, bitch. The father ship has now touched ground. Like a fly landed on Sue. Don't dare invite me, cause I tear the fuck down. White boys, they cut my motherfucking toupee. The dog piss on MCs like trees. Got meals but still grill that welfare cheese. Seventh day rester, I slump MC Slay. It ain't nothing to bust ass, bitch, I don't break out. Blast to the next rash.
Wait for it, I gotta do the end.
This is dedicated to all y'all bitches. Fuck y'all.
Nigga, your shirt look like a dish rag. Your shirt look like a curtain.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.